ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 चैप्टर एंटाइटल ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। एवं विद्धा त्वां सकलात्मनाम अपि स्वात्मानम् आत्मात्मतया विचक्षते गुर्वर्कलब्धोपनिषत्सु चक्षुषा एते तरन्तिव भवार्णिताम् बुदे। ट्रांसलेशन। दोज हू हैव रिसीव्ड द क्लियर विजन ऑफ नॉलेज फ्रॉम द सनलाइट स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर कैन सी यू इन दिस वे एज द वेरी सोल ऑफ ऑल सोल्स, द सुपर सोल ऑफ एवरी वन सेल्फ। दस अंडरस्टैंडिंग योर ओरिजिनल पर्सनैलिटीज दे आर एबल टू क्रॉस ओवर द ओशन ऑफ इल्यूजरी मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस purport by the disciples of Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Purport. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva devam punar janma neti mamesi yeti suarchana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। आत्मानं एवात्मतया विजानतां तेनैव जातं निखिलं प्रपंचितं ज्ञानेन भूयोपि च तत् प्रलीयते रज्वां हैर्भोग भवा भवो यथा। ट्रांसलेशन। अ पर्सन हु मिस्टेक्स अ रोप फॉर अ स्नेक बिकम्स फियरफुल, but he then gives up his fear upon realizing that a so-called snake does not exist. Similarly, for those who fail to recognize you as the supreme soul of all souls, the expansive illusory material existence arises, but knowledge of you at once causes it to subside. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Those submerged in illusion see material existence as infinite. Just as one who is submerged in water sees only water all around him. For example, material scientists and philosophers submerged deep within the ocean of material illusion imagine that the material nature extends infinitely in all directions. In fact, the material creation is a finite ocean of ignorance in which the foolish living entities such as material scientists are unceremoniously dunked by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To be trapped in a world in which all things are born and die is certainly a fearful experience. Anyone trapped in a dark place naturally becomes fearful. Since material life is always covered by the darkness of ignorance, every conditioned soul is fearful. The material nature is not ultimate reality, and thus, the analysis of matter can never provide answers to the ultimate questions. This dark snake-like existence called material life immediately disappears as soon as one opens his eyes to the bright light of Krishna consciousness. So, we are continuing with Brahmaji's prayers to Lord Krishna. It's very powerful prayers that we all are witnessing now. And today's prayer, that is the verse which mentions about the clear vision of knowledge received from spiritual master, and the subsequent verse is how the living entity is put into illusion, mistaking a rope for a snake. Very, very instructive for all of us. In fact, when we perform deity worship, you know, we have to purify ourselves. And we chant one prayer before we even start performing services. He says, I am born in the darkness of ignorance. In fact, I says, I am eternal servant of Krishna, but because of being inimical towards him, since time immemorial, I have wandered in this cycle of birth and death, suffering the threefold miseries of material existence by identifying myself as this body. Now, this material world, Srila Prabhupada mentions that as a living entity comes here, he is bound by these modes of material nature and then performs the activities. And as he performs the activities, he then binds himself more and more and identifies with the material body and thinks that the material body is all in all, and he performs activities on the platform of this. Yesterday, when we were performing deity worship, very nice lecture that Srila Prabhupada was giving, and this particular point was very striking. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that, you know, you may be traveling in a Rolls Royce car, and then somebody in front may be driving a rickshaw. Now, because you are driving a Rolls Royce, you know, you just shout at him and you say, "Hey, rickshaw, you know, move aside." So very strikingly, Prabhupada, you should hear his voice, the way he says this, you know. He says, "Hey, rickshaw." Srila Prabhupada says that little does he realize that he is also a human being, and the person who is driving also is a human being who is driving the rickshaw. But then, because you are in the Rolls Royce, and the person who is driving a rickshaw, you think that you are superior to that person. And you identify with that rickshaw and say, "Hey, rickshaw, you know, just move aside," like that. Now, that is a tendency with all of us. We all have that particular designation, you know. And then we identify with that, and then we consider ourselves, or we compare others as per that designation. Prabhupada mentions that this person, when he shouts, the rickshawala also has to move aside. In other words, the rickshawala also, the one who drives the rickshaw, also thinks that he's a rickshawala. He's a rickshaw. Many a times, unknowingly, knowingly also, we sometimes, you know, we just wait for a rickshaw and then we say, "Hey, rickshaw," you know, like that. So basically, like, we only see the external form as rickshaw and then ask the rickshaw to stop. A little knowledge would make us understand that actually it's not a rickshaw, but the person inside who is driving that rickshaw, and that person is like us. So similarly, like a person with vision, Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, Pandita Samadarshina, someone who has that vision, sees, you know, everyone on the same level. That's the thing. So Srila Prabhupada here very nicely says that what binds us in this material world is this identification with our material body. That I am this body, I am so and so, I am learned, probably I am rich, I am educated, I am intelligent, I am a Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya. With all these designations, we perform our activities. And we actually believe that we are those. And we perform those. You know, that's why in the corporate world, like, you know, even a person who is at a lower level also is given a designation of a manager. You know, maybe he's a project manager, or he's, you know, he's not mentioned as, you know, someone who is a peon or a service, some manager. Because the moment you give the designation, he feels that I am so and so. Then he starts working accordingly. He thinks that I am a manager and I'm supposed to exercise my rights or influence on others, and then I should work like that, you know. And that's the nature of this material world, that you are given a particular designation which is not yours, you know. And then you think that you are like that, and then you continue working. So Rupa Goswami mentions, Sarva Upadhi Vinirmukta Tat Paratvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. Prabhupada mentions that we have so many designations, but what is our actual designation? Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. We are nothing but eternal servants of Rishikesha, who is the master of the senses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions, Naham Vipro Nacha Napati Napi Vaishana Shudra Naham Vani Nacha Grapati Na Vanastu Yara. किंतु प्रोद्या निकल परमानंद पूर्णामृतिर गोपी भारतुर पदकमलोर दास दास दासानुदास। आई एम नीदर अ ब्राह्मण नर क्षत्रिय वैश्य न शूद्र, मेरे ब्रह्मचारी ग्रस्त वानप्रस्थ संन्यास। आई सिंपली आइडेंटिफाई माई सेल्फ एज अ सर्वेंट, अ सर्वेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा, इज अ मास्टर ऑफ द गोपीस। गोपी भरतुर पदकमलोर दास दास दासानुदास, दैट्स अवर एक्चुअल आइडेंटिटी, दैट वी आर इनसिग्निफिकेंट स्पिरिट सोल्स, यू नो, कंप्लीटली अपार्ट फ्रॉम द ग्रॉस एंड सटल बॉडी, एंड ऑन दैट प्लेटफॉर्म वी सर्व अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ अ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। दैट्स वाई इन दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्ड्स ब्रह्माजी प्रेस दैट बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर दोज हैव रिसीव्ड अ क्लियर विजन ऑफ नॉलेज कैन सी यू इन दिस वे एज द वेरी सोल ऑफ ऑल सोल्स एंड देन ओनली यू कैन एबल टू क्रॉस ओवर द ओशन ऑफ इल्यूजरी मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। एक्चुअली वॉट इज इल्यूजन? प्रभुपाद वेरी नाइसली मेंशन्स दैट इल्यूजन मीन्स मिसकंसीविंग वन थिंग फॉर अनदर। एंड एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन ऑफ अ रोप एंड अ स्नेक। सो प्रभुपाद सेज द रोप इज ऑल्सो रियल, द स्नेक इज ऑल्सो रियल, बट मिस्टेकिंग अ रोप फॉर अ स्नेक दैट इज एक्चुअली अ इल्यूजन। दैट मीन्स एक्सेप्टिंग समथिंग फॉर समथिंग एल्स दैट इज एक्चुअली इल्यूजन। सो अ लिविंग एंटिटी ही आइडेंटिफाई हिमसेल्फ एज द बॉडी though is actually a spirit soul. That's why Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also, right in the beginning, when Arjun was completely bewildered, he was identifying himself, you know, with the body, and all those who are fighting at the battlefield, he was considering on the battlefield platform that they're relatives and he has to fight those. So he actually forgot his dharma as a kshatriya that he should fight on this battlefield of Kurukshetra. He has prepared himself to come to fight, and as soon as he sees all his relatives in the opposite side, he becomes completely bewildered and he tells Krishna that I am not going to fight. He leaves his Gandivabu aside. And Krishna, in the first, second chapter itself, he straight away starts with this, Dehinosmin Yatadhe Kaumaram Yavanam Jara. As an embodied soul passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, similarly soul passes in another body, a sober person is not bewildered by such a change. So, right in the beginning, Krishna also gives this instruction, all of us. Because all of us, by some way or other, we identify ourselves with this body. And then because of we identify with this body, definitely we perform activities. And then in that process, we become completely bewildered. Prabhupada mentions very nicely in many places that, you know, the main reason why we become illusioned completely is because we are thinking that we are the body. We perform all the activities on the platform of this body. And that's the problem, you know. So, it's mentioned that we are nothing but, you know, tatastha shakti, marginal energy. We get influenced by the nature of this material world and they get become bound. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, we can rise above this, transcend this and then come on the platform of spiritual level. So, like, you know, I just remember once, just 2 years back, we had gone for a, you know, tour to South India, and some of the devotees had spent some more number of years than others. So there was a mixed crowd. Some Prabhujis were quite new, some were quite, spent some years in Krishna consciousness. And we had gone to a farm of one of our devotees there, and they had a swimming pool. So we just went to play water polo. So they divided that, you know, those who spend many numbers makes one team, those who have just come new, they form one team. So we formed two teams. So there are equal number of people who are in both the teams. So then as we were playing, there was one new couple who had also joined us, and they are from South Africa. And this person also jumped into the waters. And he said, even I also want to play. So which team I should be? Here or there? Here or there, you know? So our dear friend Shridhama Prabhu was there. He just joked. He said, you know, you can play anywhere. You can either hit the ball here or throw the ball there. So you are marginal, you know? You are neither here, you are not there. So you are marginal. You are marginal energy, you know? So it so happened that as you are playing, his name came to me as marginal. We started calling him marginal only. Because every time he would be there, he would be odd man out. So he would, you know, he didn't know. And sometimes when you would throw the ball, he didn't know whether it's this party or that party. So he said, you're marginal, like that, you know. So much so that whenever he calls me up, and, you know, I would not understand who is speaking because the name is very familiar and lots of people by that particular name. He says, I am so sorry. I said, who? He says, marginal energy is calling, you know. So he says, marginal energy calling. So then I'll remember, hey, this is the person. The point I wanted to make here is that, like, you know, like he played for few games, and now he's identifying himself as marginal because we are calling him as marginal. but we all are actually marginal. We are having Tatastha Shakti. We are infinitesimal living entities. But at the same time, you know, we have that opportunity to, you know, transcend this and go back to the spiritual world by the mercy of the spiritual master. You know, this particular verse here mentions how that living entity is completely under illusion, you know, and mistaking a rope for a snake becomes very fearful. So somebody who has no knowledge about Krishna, he is always in darkness. And darkness means you always become fearful. Like Radha Gopinath Prabhu gives a very nice example, you know, many times in his Bhagavad Gita course. When you are in darkness, you are entering a room and you are going for the first time in a room, you do not know what's there. You don't know where the buttons are also. So you take so slow steps to go to the other side of the room. Because you don't know whether there's furniture inside or whether you're going to hit against something, not. The moment you put on the light, everything is clear. It's like that. So this material world is actually a mode of darkness. And because we are in this darkness, we are always fearful of things. We do not know what's in store for us in the future. But then when somebody receives this knowledge from a very, very self-realized soul, then what happens? All the ignorance is gone. Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. That born in darkness of ignorance, but spiritual master opens my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge. So when we receive this knowledge from the scriptures, from the lips of a realized soul, then what happens is that we come to the platform of real knowledge, and then we understand things as they are. And then we do not become so fearful of this material existence. We really understand what is what, and we actually prepare ourselves for that particular ultimate goal. That's at the time of death, we know what is. Yesterday, Shubhavilas Prabhu very nicely mentioned that if somebody doesn't know how to hold a gun and how to shoot, you know, when the tiger comes in front of you, you cannot just, you know, aim and shoot at him. Because before you do that, the tiger will devour you. So unless until you don't have that knowledge and you don't receive that knowledge from the spiritual master, you will not be understanding. So here Brahmaji mentions very nicely that, you know, only after you receive the knowledge from spiritual master, then you are able to cross over the ocean of illusory material existence. And in the purport, next purport, it says, mentions that the people in this world, like the scientists and the philosophers, because they have no information of anything of this spiritual world, they find that the whole material world is all in all. Prabhupada gives an example of Dr. Frog in the well. He thought that well is all in itself. And when his friend, good friend, came from the Pacific Ocean inside, he said, I came from an ocean which is much more bigger than that. Dr. Frog, he is not able to conceive how big the Pacific Ocean is. So he is trying to find out, trying to bloat himself. He says, is this big, so big? He says, no, it's bigger than that, much more bigger. He started to bloat himself. And so much he bloats himself, he ultimately dies. Because he's not able to conceive that particular aspect, how big or how vast the Pacific Ocean may be. For someone who doesn't have that knowledge, it's mentioned here, he says that, you know, submerged in water, sees only water all around him. All around him. You know, so Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, we are actually looking for mirage in a desert. But what we really need to know is that we, if at all, if you want to quench our thirst, we should go near a place where there is a lot of water, like a sea or a lake, rivers. That's a place where you need. But going as a mirage, we think that there is water there, we run, and then we just put that handful of sand in your mouth and burns your throat and your tongue also. So that's what happens. We run and run thinking that it's water, but then when you go near, we realize that it's nothing over there. So here, as a living entity trying to find happiness in this material world, runs after so many things. Runs after, you know, prestige, tries to satisfy the senses, the desires, nothing happens. Very nicely, Gaur Govind Maharaj, he gives a very nice statement. He makes a statement at how he was quoting Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that the words of a spiritual master is like a knife, you know, and it's like a sharp knife. And when the spiritual master speaks, those words, they cut through all our illusory mentality. They cut through all our, you know, ideas, the so-called ideas of this, and brings us to that platform, spiritual platform. Just like he says, the butcher, he just has a sharp knife and cuts the neck of a goat. He says that the words of spiritual master for a disciple is like the sharp knife, and our, you know, ideas, our designations, our sensory, you know, sense gratificatory tendencies are like that goat. And then the knife of the spiritual master cuts those and then, you know, brings us to that original platform. So that's how it is, that we need to understand that if at all, if we have to get out of this material, there's only one way. That means taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That's the only way out. And that's the only way that one can really, you know, come out of this illusion that we are this body, and then come to the platform where you can eternally be serving the Lord. I just wanted to just share with you some few things which I have just formulated. I'm comparing the spiritual master to a maths teacher. My daughter right now is in the 10th standard, so I'm trying to teach her mathematics. And just going through the subject of mathematics, I realized, and I was preparing for this class also, I was realized that there's a lot of similarity between the two aspects. Because maths is such a scoring subject that if you write down all the steps properly, you will get full marks. But some mistakes here and there, you can lose marks. That means, you know, you don't get those marks. Or maybe some mistake you make anywhere, your answer will be wrong. You will get zero. Where other subjects, at least something you may write, you may get some marks. But this is one subject where you don't, you know, you get zero. So I was just trying to, you know, compare some things like this, that where, like, you know, guru is like that maths teacher. And there are 6 points that one need to understand just to bring us and make us understand that, you know, we should be always on the platform of spirit's infinitesimal living entity and spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So first thing in maths that one should understand is that as soon as a problem comes in front of you, you should understand what is a problem. There may be so many aspects to that. First, understand the problem. What is that problem that I'm going to solve now? Right? Just like being born in this material world, we should understand this is a problem. What is the problem? That I perform certain sins and because of which I have attained this material body. I have received this body, as Prabhupada mentions. The very reason that you have got this material body means that means you have performed certain sins and you are taken birth again in this material world. Just like a prisoner has a particular uniform. Even though he may roam around anywhere, but that particular prisoner, that shirt design is enough for us to understand that this person has committed a crime. That's why he is wearing that particular dress of a prisoner. So similarly, when we have this particular dress, understand that this is a problem. That is, we are this body, and we have performed sins. That's the reason we have this particular body. So understanding the problem, that we are not a body but the spirit soul. That's the most important thing. In fact, Srila Prabhupada gives an example of a car and driver every time. You know, make us understand that how the driver is different and the car is different. The car's need is different and the driver's need is different. The car needs petrol for sustenance. You can't give him masala dosa or, you know, rice dal. But the driver's need is different. The driver needs all these things for it to sustain. So similarly, understand that, you know, you are not what you are. This is just an external disease. It's like the body is external, like a car. But the real driver is a soul inside, you know. So that's one thing we should understand. Like Amrish Prabhu, Alfred Ford, great grandson of Amrish, of Henry Ford, when he was introduced to spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, he said, he is Alfred Ford, great grandson of Henry Ford, you know. So Prabhupada just asked him, he said, so where is Henry Ford? You know, as soon as he asked, where is Henry Ford? You know, Amrish Prabhu said, I was floored. I understood that Henry Ford is no more. So Prabhupada, the way he asked, he said, where is Henry Ford? You know, so similarly, he said, I was brought to the platform, spiritual platform, where he understood that he's asking, where is Henry Ford? That means this person is gone. His body is gone, you know, disappeared, burnt to ashes. So he said, immediately I was brought on the spiritual platform that, you know, I am also not this body, but I am a spirit soul, you know, like that. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he met first spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he just went because his friend Narendra Malik said that you come and meet him. He was not even agreeing to go and meet him because he said, I've seen so many sadhus. He was sat down and then he received the instruction from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that you are a young educated man, just go and preach this Krishna consciousness to the whole world in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada was happy. He said, you know, I don't know him. He doesn't know me. How is that he just gives me this instruction? And being a Gandhian follower, he just tells him that, how can we do that? Because we are still under British rule. And Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur tells him that Krishna consciousness cannot wait for anything. And Prabhupada felt himself defeated and realized that, you know, when Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur mentions like this, understands that all these externals, you know, whether you are getting freedom or not, has nothing to do with what Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness has to be spread and it's beyond all these designations or whatever the external situations that we have, you know, like that. So the second thing is that, like, you know, for maths, once you understand a problem, you can solve the problem only if you have regularly practiced and you've got regular training. There is no shortcut to mathematics, to learn mathematics. You cannot, you know, just take one problem and say, I have understood. The only way to master it is just go on solving, you know, the problems. So it's regular practice and regular training. So for us to be on that platform where we understand that we are not the body and we are spirit soul, just to get us out of the illusion, we need to regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Nashta prayesh vabhadeshu nityam bhagavata seva. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavatinish. And Prabhupada translates as by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam classes. You know, the translation is like that. So by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam classes, one understands. Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva samshaya. When you hear Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis, then we understand what is our goal of life, what are we supposed to do. And it's a fact that, you know, if we do not hear Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis every day, then we may be bound by this, or we may get entangled in this so-called, you know, nature of this material world. And we may think that what we are doing is right. But just to make us understand that no, this is what is not to be done and I am supposed to be acting on this particular platform, spiritual platform, we need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. That's the reason why this particular morning program is made, where we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Regular chanting, that also is regularly important, very, very important. You know, it said that on a regular basis we should hear the words of the great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada and other Vaishnavas, on a regular basis. As I was mentioning, that how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that the words of the acharyas is like the knife. They cut through all the hard knots of material existence and brings us to that level actually. Then once regular is there, regular practice, regular training. The third thing in mathematics, what is really required is, you know, applying the correct formula to solve the problem. In a sense, there may be different formulae, but you should know what formula you should be using to solve that particular problem. In other words, it is said that the spiritual master is very expert in engaging a disciple in proper service according to their propensity. Like Srila Prabhupada, you know, he engaged each and every one of his disciples according to the propensity they had. He met Haigri Prabhu, he said, oh, you are an expert in English, editing, just why don't you edit my Bhagavad Gita? And that's how we engaged him. Somebody was a good painter, he engaged in painting. Somebody was a very intelligent manager, he just engaged him in managing so many affairs. That was his expertise. And that is a role of a spiritual master, to engage his disciples in service. That's one thing. Second thing is the proper attitude. You know, that's very important. When I'm talking about correct formula, means the proper attitude that is a disciple is very important. That how you should perform yourself in front of others. It's very, very important, you know. According to different situations, how you should behave as a Vaishnava. Gaur Govind Maharaj, very nice thing he mentioned, that a devotee should be very saral. He should be simple. Simple means what? Accept the words of a spiritual master as it is, without any concoctions. You know, without any duplicity. He says saralta means just accept with faith the words and follow it in life. That's called saralta. And kapat means what? Who concocts, who speculates. Very, very nice. He gives a very nice example. He's saying, supposing you go to somebody's house for prasad. He says, you know, if you're hungry and if you see the others are also, you know, eating, but then they are stopped eating, but you are still hungry. And you say outwardly that, you know, I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat. That is called as kapat. That is called duplicity. He says, better that, you know, you say, I'm hungry, I need food, please give me food. That is saralta. In a very nice way, he was mentioning, just to drive home this point that, you know, what is expected of you, do it as it is without, you know, speculating. And if you do that, then what happens? Then you get the mercy. But the moment you try to, you know, turn around, maybe try to speculate. That's why Prabhupada mentions, Krishna consciousness simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. Somebody is very simple, Krishna consciousness is very simple. Somebody has a complicated mind, you know, for him Krishna consciousness is very complicated. Like many times Prabhupada has to, you know, interact with scientists and others, and they would ask so many questions here and there. Prabhupada had to really, you know, give so many analogies and so many things. Sometimes you had to use harsh words to drive home a particular point. But somebody is very simple, just would accept and then go ahead with everything. So basically, like, simplicity is an ornament of a Vaishnava. It's said that saralta is Vaishnavism. So when you accept things as they are, just follow the instructions as you are given, and then that's how you will just be doing, and you can progress. At the same time, when you do that, it's said that you actually are rightly situated on the spiritual platform. You don't get bewildered by things around in your life. So that's a way that we can understand this. Then the fourth point is that when you're solving a problem, you have to be very focused and attentive at every step. You know, like each and every step is important. What steps you carry out, you know, you solve a problem, you take each and every step and be focused and attentive in writing down each and every step. Because when you do that, then you'll never, you know, make any error in that. You know what you are going to do, next step, next step, next step. Similarly, I said that, you know, every moment we have to be aware of our position, our eternal position. Krishna consciousness is a moment-to-moment activity. Every moment that we need to be aware about our position. It said that padam padam yad vipadam na tesham. At every moment there is danger. So when there is danger, that means you have to be aware at every moment. We have to be aware about our own position. Srila Prabhupada, one's disciple, saw Srila Prabhupada praying intensely. And he just went on and asked Prabhupada, what are you praying? He says, Prabhupada, at that time, Prabhupada already had established the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He had so many disciples and he was praying that, please, you know, protect me from Maya. So for, you know, Prabhupada is showing by his example that even though you may be at that level also, you need to be constantly aware about Maya's strength and understand that your nature, you are so insignificant and so powerless in front of the Maya Shakti, and you need to be very, very cautious about. So at every moment, we should. Example of Jad Bharat we have from Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, how Jad Bharat, he made a mistake in his previous life and he decided now he'll not make a mistake. So he was very cautious to see that he doesn't become proud or he doesn't do anything so that he doesn't get any glory, he doesn't get any attention, and he was very focused on what he is supposed to do. And I thought this can be an example. When bewildered, the fifth one, when bewildered, spare up some time and cool head, remember the process or what formula or whatever the process or the way you have to solve the problem. So many times it may happen that, you know, we may be performing our activities and we have understood that we are not a body and we are the spirit soul. But then we may be entangled sometimes in so many activities and we may sometimes become bewildered also by those. So for that, we need to take out our time to associate with our fellow God brothers, fellow devotees, fellow Vaishnavas, and take some time out and associate with them and regularly take guidance from them. That's most important, very important for all of us to understand that. Because it never can happen that, you know, like this particular statement of you are not body, you are the spirit soul. Like in the beginning years, I would hear every day the same thing, statements, Prabhupada's books, lectures. But then there was a situation where I got little involved, and once His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj came home and he was giving a class to some of the medical students. And when he said that, then I suddenly realized, oh yeah, that's how it happens. That we may sometimes hear the same and we may think that, oh, I know it, but it may just be on the intellectual platform. But sometimes, you know, you hear that and a situation will be there and then you may suddenly realize, oh, what he's speaking is. So for that reason, we need to take out some time and then. So similarly, you know, when you are solving a problem, we need to just, sometimes things may be very bewildering. Just think for some time and then solve. The sixth point is very important, that is, avoid careless mistakes. Careless mistakes means, like, you know, sometimes you can become very casual and then you may commit a mistake. Instead of minus, you put plus, everything is gone. You may be at the second last step and then here you just forgot to open a bracket or probably, you know, you ignored that minus sign somewhere. And then you find that the last answer is wrong. That's called a careless mistake. Like Bharat Maharaj, he already was on the Bhava platform. He just went to the forest. And then he just got attached to a deer and then came down to the bodily platform. So much so at the time of death, he just remembered only the deer. And next birth, instead of going back to spiritual world, he came back again and became a deer. Because he thought about a deer when he was leaving the body, he became a deer. That means he had to take another birth, right? Instead of just getting out of this material world, he just had to come back again. So in maths, it's like this. You miss one thing, you can't say, I'm sorry, I made a wrong thing, you know, like that. And gone. Like my daughter, like, you know, in the second last step, it was written 1 upon 0.4. There are so many cancellations and other things. And she wrote answer as 0.4. Now, 0.4 instead of 0.4, it should have been 25 or whatever. I don't even remember. It's 25 or whatever it is. So the point is that 1 upon 0.4 is not a 0.4. So she got a big zero. You know, she lost marks, 10 marks out of it. So nobody will say that, oh, you've written so many nice steps. No, last sum is wrong. So sometimes careless mistakes means like this. So we may commit sometimes offenses, you know, casual attitude. We may say something which may hurt a person and then we may lose the grace probably. That's the thing I just wanted to share, you know, actually. Ramchandra Puri also did the same thing. He offended his spiritual master. And then he again came back to the bodily platform. He just started performing all the other activities which others would do. Though he was on the higher platform, that means he was about to serve his spiritual master. He had that opportunity to serve his spiritual master at time when he was leaving the body and then he came down. You know, some careless mistakes. And these careless mistakes can cause a great... That's why he says, even if you are attached to a gulab jamun also, you have to come back to the material world. He said that. So much. Even attached to a gulab jamun, you know, you have to come back to this material world. So, you can imagine what it can have in effect. And the last one he said, when you perform the solution, when you answer, you have to cross-check again and again. There are different ways you can cross-check the same problem. Try out different methods and see whether the answer is right or not. So at every step also, we should understand that we should take shelter of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Cross-check whether what I'm doing is right. Sometimes we may perform activities, we may think that we are doing the right thing. It may not be. But there's no harm in taking inventory of ourselves and trying to find out whether are we really doing the right way? Am I really abiding by the words of the spiritual master, abiding by the words of the scriptures? Am I doing the in the right manner? So we need to take that. We need to take that. And at every moment of time, we need to take shelter of the vani of our spiritual master. The spiritual master's vani is very important at every moment of our life. You cannot say that, oh, I heard, now I don't need to hear. You need to regularly hear. The spiritual master is here only to give us his association in the form of his words. And if you don't take that shelter, then we may be lost. We may again come back to this bodily platform, so to this material world, you know. So the words of spiritual master, the words of acharyas, words of Srila Prabhupada, these are very, very important. So in every moment, we should just be regularly taking this. And we have to understand what the spiritual master actually wants from me. How as a disciple, I should be able to serve my spiritual master, you know. And spiritual master through various, through the examples or through his dealings with different devotees, we can also understand from them. Like I just want to narrate one incident that 15 years back when my daughter was very small, I would carry her on my shoulder and travel. And there was this Man Mandir steps. You had to walk almost about 200 steps up from the base. So as I was walking, pride crept into my heart. I was thinking, so I am so great. Maybe I am carrying my daughter all the way. And I am going to carry her all the way up. So as I was carrying, I was thinking about it. And my spiritual master was next to me as I was climbing. Suddenly he stopped and he said, "Please be careful." And I was thinking about it. I was thinking that I'm so nicely carrying. So many others are looking at me. I'm carrying this child and everyone is praising me. And as I was thinking like this, my spiritual master stands. He just turns around. He says, "Please be careful." And suddenly I just was brought back to my original position. I said, "Please be careful." And it was a pun, because when he said, "Please be careful," I did not realize that there was a branch of a tree hanging around. It was evening time, 7 o'clock. And I was carrying on my shoulder. And if I would carry it on like this, she would have hurt herself with the branch. The branch would have hurt her neck, because it was at that level. Hurt her, and probably she would have cut her neck also. So I just stopped and realized that there was a branch there. At the same time, in my mind, something was going on. I said, "Please be careful." So suddenly I realized that I should be careful, or that I should not become proud about anything. At the same time, he was also cautioning about what's going to happen if I am not careful at that time. So just to give that anecdote, just to make us understand that at every moment of life, we need to have association of our fellow Vaishnavas to bring us or bring back to our level of understanding that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul, and we should be performing activities on the planet. When you are in that level, when you are in that association, we can be sure that we will not be illusioned. At least we have that opportunity where we can just correct ourselves and come out of this darkness of ignorance. So this is what I thought I can share with you. I'm sorry, I just went overboard. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.